This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian is expected to remain a powerful storm during the next few days as it churns its way towards the Bahamas with winds at 241 kilometers per hour. Bahamian Prime Minister Hubert Muniz warned his citizens the storm surge is not a one-time threat.
This surge would not be a one-time surge. It would be repeated surges coming to your shores and at your homes.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says residents there should prepare for flooding, even if the state is spared a direct hit.
Even if it doesn't directly strike Florida, you know, this is a big, powerful storm. You're still looking at really significant storm surge on the east coast of Florida. You're looking at major flooding events.
The Bahamian government has issued a hurricane warning for the northwestern Bahamas, while U.S. President Donald Trump has declared a state of emergency for the state of Florida. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs at government headquarters and set fires in the streets late Saturday, while police stormed a subway car and hit passengers with batons and pepper spray. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then colored water at the protesters.
Karen Chamas of AP reporting. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have staged a large-scale attack.